Hi, this is Favi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like...
Speaking of Consuelo, Lillian and I took Spanish together in school. And so, I would just like to say to you and everyone here, gracias para vivir en la casa, en la escuelas, en la azul, marcada, tienes con vivir en las fortuchla. And gracias.
Hello, hello, hello. What are you, what?
I'm trying not to laugh.
Just laugh, bitch. Let it out. What was that?
Hello, hello. Como un pedo torado.
I do.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kisho.
There you go. That's the Babeletics. Dr. Babelekis, I know.
Babeletiuks.
So, Babelito, how are you?
En una nube de pasión.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. How is it?
Oh, my God. It was... Fue un fin de semana de ensueño.
What did we do this weekend? Oh, my gosh. So much.
Where do we start?
From the beginning. It's a very good place to start.
So I got in a plane on Thursday.
Okay.
And I arrived to Boston, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And I got to Wellesley College to join you in your adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I help you with your art till 4:30 in the morning.
Oh my God. You're a true friend.
I am. I really am. And and we spent a whole day doing all kinds of activities in Wellesley College. And it was just so amazing.
And I just want to give the biggest shout out right now.
Shout out!
To our inspiration, Irene Mata, because she really came through and showed us the possibility of Latinos Who Lunch in an academic setting, which I always knew we had it in us, you know, to do lectures and live tapings and things like that. But, oh my gosh, like, they turned, like Oprah said, Wellesley showed up and they showed out. It was awesome.
Irene is an inspiration, and we'll talk more about her in a couple of weeks when we put out her episode, because we did a live episode with a live audience. It was amazing. But she set a precedent for Latinos Who Lunch.
For sure.
We don't take less than what we were offered in Latinos Who Lunch, meaning in terms of love, in terms of valuing our voice, in terms of listening. It was just, I don't know. We always talk about how as Latinos, Latinx,
Latinx, Latinao,
how we're always like thankful about people offering opportunities to us and we just take less.
Yeah.
But no, like Wellesley College showed us that we're worth what they gave us.
You deserve.
We deserve that.
Yeah.
And our voices are valuable, and they showed us that it was valuable. They thank us so much, but we cannot thank you enough.
Yeah, so thank you. Shout out right now to Women and Gender Studies at Wellesley and the Art Department at Wellesley, who both combined with a bunch of other departments got the funding to take us down there. And I'm so excited, and I hope it's the beginning of more collaborations because I would love to do more with Irene, because I just loved working with her.
And I mean, you'll see in the episode later, but the way she approaches her practice as a professor, that's all I need from life. And she's such an inspiration.
Yeah.
Big shout out. I know you're listening because she listens to all our podcasts.
Yes.
And thank you so much. Muchísimo. And she's from El Chuco. Like, she's from Juarez. So it's perfect.
She's hella real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we got on a plane on Saturday from Wellesley and went to...
From Wellesley?
Well, that's how you spell it. And then We flew directly to LAX, mm-hmm. where Luis... where Luis picked us up. Mm-hmm. Luis and Pam.
Yes.
Luis from Nos Vemos en el Swap Meet, and Pam...
from Café con Pam.
Picked us up from the airport to begin the work for Podcasterio Fest 2017.
And what a fest. Yeah. I expected part of what we got this weekend, but I had no idea.
Yeah.
We had over 300 people showed up, and all this podcast together. That Friday night, we all went for dinner, and just seeing all this, and it was like seven of us, right? Seven podcasts together. It was overwhelming, man.
Yeah.
I was just so happy, and we had a gay old time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and then we got to the apartment. And
oh,
then-
my gosh. Okay. So here's a little behind the scenes for everybody. So we did this podcast meetup before, and that was really great, getting to meet, you know, like Somos Padres I never met before.
Cabronas y chingonas.
Oh, yeah. I've met them before because
I
I'm out there.
And
yeah.
I was in love, and I'm in love, and Maite and I are...
Fried papita.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
So... Viva La Round Girl was there. So
Radio Menea.
Menea. Stir showed up. Eric from Stir Online. Anyways. De Colores Radio. I'm just going to like just start naming all of them.
Oh, my God. Eva and I are texting. Like, we've been texting. I'm going to steal it from you.
Can you stop texting my wife, please? Eva and I are in love, and you're texting her?
Es mi amante.
I knew. I knew you were a weasel, you fucking bitch.
Anyway, keep going.
All right. I lost my train of thought. I'm enraged right now. Can you continue this?
So after the dinner, we decided to go pick up a couple of beers, just 2 6-packs.
Just a couple.
And Pam, Luis, and nosotros, we share a Airbnb. And
okay.
Espérate.
Okay.
Y Pamela... Y este güey, el Favi, they're like, new moon. And like, Luis
don't
and I...
Don't do that.
Espérate, güey. Like, I'm going to redeem myself. Okay. Cálmate. So, Luis and I are like haters, right? We're like, oh, here we go. Like, new moon, blah, blah, blah.
New moon what?
A new moon ceremony.
Yes.
So, it's like about renewing and cleansing and wara wara la cucharensing.
You're so... Yes, that's uh-huh. exactly what a new moon. Guara guara la cucharensin. Uh-huh. Yes. So, you know, I'm not a very spiritual person, but, you know, after having like Morado Lens podcast and talking to a few very spiritual Brujequis people, I've embraced it. And, you know, why not? It's to me, sure. It's a form of self-care. It's a form of therapy. Guara guara la, ¿cómo dijiste? Cucharequis. So when I was in Austin, Texas, I was staying with my friend Raquel, our friend Raquelina.
Shout out, Raquel. We love
and
you.
And I had never done a moon ceremony before. So mm-hmm. one of the days I was there, we did a full moon ceremony. And then I was there during the new moon. So we did a new moon ceremony. So I had done the process before. Mm-hmm. And I love the way that
it felt.
It felt. And so it was the four of us. We're all really good friends. Mm-hmm. We've all become very good friends in this last year.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Babelito and I are always talking about communicating let's do this. So we sat in a circle.
And Luis and I are rolling our eyes through this part of this process.
Fast forward 30 minutes y están todos chillando.
Excepto tú y Pamela.
Except me and Pam. Me and Pam were like with our arms crossed. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Tell me more. Why do you feel that way?
Luis and I were like... Oh, it was beautiful.
So that was nice to just...
Mm-hmm. Let it out.
Let it go, right?
Yeah. Because we woke up the next morning and I was like, new. I was ready to receive all this.
Pero te lavaste con la sal o no?
Te lavaste la cara y el mono no. No, güey, se me olvidó. But it was okay. Like, I had no idea how much I needed to let it out.
I've been telling you, bitch. I've been telling you for a long time.
I let it out with you. But that's it.
Not like that.
Wait, a principio de mes en Casa de Cristal, I let it out.
Okay.
Shout out Cristal.
Great. Yeah. But I knew there was more in there, you know?
Oh, girl.
I knew there was more. And there's still more. I can't wait.
¿Te gusta verme llorar?
I do.
Llorar y llorar.
No, it's actually really painful.
Okay.
But anyways, so the next day was Podcasterio Fest. We were all refreshed and hungover.
I was hungover.
Yeah, we were hungover. Let's be real. And oh my gosh, my heart was filled with so much joy. I thought I was going to have a heart attack when I started seeing all the podcasts show up.
Coming in.
Oh my gosh. And just like, you know, I'm a real fan of everybody. So like when I saw Locatora Radio and Café con Chisme and Anzal doing it and...
Cerebronas.
Oh my God, Cerebronas, Las Cafecitas. I just couldn't even talk. I was like, "You're amazing!"
And when we say, we're fans, we're not just like hashtag support Brown Podcast and that's it. No, like we listen to
every episode,
all the time.
Yeah,
like I made ¿Qué está jugando esta perra? I made it a point to only subscribe to Brown and POC podcasts and iTunes, and then I listened to other ones in other platforms.
Yeah,
but yeah, I wasn't. It was too much, man. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Ugh. So, you know, it's the first year, so I'm not gonna say it was like the perfect event because there's a lot we could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
But for what you guys had planned, it was great. You know, for the amount of time that you had planned, and you know, along with Molcajete Dominguero, and just having a presence there.
Yes.
But the best part about it was like actually being able to connect with
everybody.
Community, right? Because that's what we always talk about, is like being a part of this community, and just having our listeners come up to us and you know, touch us, give us a hug. That was just so awesome, and like just affirmed why we do this.
Yes.
To me anyways.
No, I mean to me too. So we got there around 9 and then we started helping putting things together, and then the podcast arrived around 11. So by 1 we were getting nervous. Yeah. We were getting nervous that people were not showing up, but it was because of the Malcajete Dominguero, and it's next to Placita Olvera. Then you had parking was crazy.
Can
but
you
once,
believe I'd never been there before?
To never Placita Olvera? No. It's like iconic Mexican place, man.
I know, I'm Guatemalan.
But once, like within 15 minutes that everybody started showing up, wow, like it was just amazing. People were excited. They ran into the tables to get autographs. And so let's break it down. Let's talk about a little bit about the panels.
Whatever you want to do. I like it when you take charge.
Thank you. So the first panel was ¿Cómo se podcast?
Yeah.
Like Podcast 101. And that was Luis from Nos Vemos en el Swap Meet, the girls from Viva La Round Girls. And it was... Somos padres?
Somos padres. Viva La Round Girls.
Yes. And they talk about why they started their podcast, because some of them are like... more like a new podcast, and the reason why they decided their podcast, and it was just an amazing conversation. So from that moment, I was like, this is gonna be amazing. And then the second panel was titled Voto Latinx, Political Voices in the Podcast World. And that was moderated by Betsy Aime from The Currently. And we had the participants from Cerebronas, also from Tamarindo Podcast and Las Cafecitas. And it was some really interesting conversations regarding our presence in politics and how do we express our voices.
And that's when I fangirled over Yvette from Cerebronas. Because anytime she would speak, I was just like,
yeah,
yes, bitch, yes. Oh, it was so great. I mean, all of the people on that panel were amazing. And it was nice to hear from Las Cafecitas because they're the ones that I knew the least.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Boston and they don't come out every week. They come out every once in a while. They're an occasional podcast,
yes,
as they say. But they've had like El Lado Negro on their podcast.
And,
who else was on there? Anyways, it was just so, it was so nice to have them all on that panel.
And even Las Cafecitas, they were like a pop podcast.
Yeah.
They had amazing insights about why they do what they do. And just the fact that you have two Latinas from different Latin American countries talking about all this like pop phenomenons. Like it's just it's a political statement.
Yeah.
And that was important. And the third one, which was the most popular, it was titled Me Estás Oyendo Inútil, Latinx Intersectional Storytelling. That was moderated by Café con Pam. She did an amazing job. It was with Luz Warrior from There Will Be Luz. Let There Be Luz, Las Locatoras, and also Café con Chisme. That was a really, really good panel. And it was packed, man. People were standing up. It was so, so amazing. And then we had the next one called Out Loud y Con Orgullo podcast as a platform for queer voices. And that was, the moderator was Perez from Radio Menea. And also it was Eric from Stare. You had Cabronas y Chingonas and Veronica from Radio Menea as well. And also the girls from Mansal doing it. That was a really good panel.
Well, what I loved about that panel, it was a LGBTQIA panel.
Puras viejas.
They're so good.
Maybe you shouldn't call them viejas, you fucking asshole. But, you know, I've been to many panels in my life. You're in academia. You've been to panels too. And usually it's males.
Mm-hmm.
And then the art world is the same thing. It's all male artists up there and then like one token woman.
Yeah.
And just to see, you know, that there was people up there that were maybe gender nonconforming, female identify, you know, like it was just like one dude that just that identified as like a cis male or whatever.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
It was so
and
good.
I could tell that he was uncomfortable.
Yeah,
by the things that he was saying.
No, but it was good. I think it's good to flip the script once in a while. So it was perfect. And man, Medium as a moderator,
I told her,
brilliant,
you killed it.
She's that brilliant.
That was so good. Yes, she was yes.
And then the final one was Hablando y Representando, How to Reach Your Community Through Your Podcast. It was moderated by Jesus from
La Hora de los Chismosos.
Culture Strike Podcast, amazing. And then the people from Eva y Rafael from The Colores Radio, and then all the people that help put together Podcasterio.
Yes.
That was so good too. There was less people, but it felt even more intimate.
Yeah.
To the point that I had my niece sitting in my knee and she was feeling herself. She was so excited to be there. Shout out to my sister Osiris because she brought the whole family.
I was so happy to see your sister there.
I cannot even
it just
talk
like
about
brought
it
me back to, I don't know, like grounded the whole event for me.
Yeah.
Because we do all this shit in our families. You know, they know what we do, but it's very abstract in a way to them what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And to see your sister there, like, actually being part of the event.
Yeah.
Was, like, it was a little emotional. It was pretty cool.
I got emotional in and out the next day.
Were you, like, eating a double-double?
I call her, and the first thing she's like, oh, we need to prepare your party for your graduation. I'm like, you just showed up to support, and now you're all about planning me a party for my graduation. And I'm like, oh, Cities, I love you. Te quiero mucho, güey.
It's so nice to have siblings that care about you.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm so happy. And yeah, and the discussion was amazing. And then Favi had an announcement.
Yeah, well, you know, we joined forces to put this festival together. And then we thought, you know what? Let's do it. Well, I didn't say this, but, you know, as I'm supposed to speak as the group and not whose idea it was.
Uh-huh.
We all thought Pam, Babelito, Let There Be Luz, Liz Warrior, and Pam from Café con Pam were like, let's start our own network. Let's make this Podcasterio network and actually host podcasts. Mm-hmm. And let's make this hashtag support brown podcast a real ass movement.
Yes.
So, you know, we can't say too much right now, but it's in the very beginning stages. You can go to podcasterio.com, and anytime we have an update, we'll have it on there. Make sure to follow Podcasterio on Instagram, and of course, we'll update our website to do that, because it's going to be a bit of a process, because we're all on different platforms and, you know, contracts and things like that. And we're still figuring out what exactly our role is going to be as Podcasterio Network. Are we an agency, a management group? What is it? You know what I mean? But we just, let's just say it. Like, as Latinx digital media
creators,
we're not paid fairly. We're not. And so you hear advertisements on our podcast.
No se la crean.
Yeah. It's time that we stand up and we know our worth.
Yeah.
And we might not have the numbers that other podcasts have, but we have a very loyal following. It's the same people that listen over and over, and that's slowly growing. And if people want to take advantage of us, fuck that.
And together we're a force, man.
And like Luis said, like, okay, so we don't have the numbers, and then we're doing all this work to get the numbers, and then somebody else gets a cut of it.
Amen. Can we talk about Luis's speech in that panel?
I don't know. It was very powerful.
It was really amazing.
And he recorded it, so I'm sure he's going to put it on Nos Vemos en el Swap Meet, so stay tuned for that.
It was so, so good. But really, I'm empowered by Luis, man. And also, I want to give a big shout out to Rudy Blue, who helped us in the beginning.
Yes,
Rudy Blue, which we had in the program before here in Latinos Who Lunch. He helped us. He gave us a lot of advice in the beginning and really helped us launch as what and what, you know, like what became this amazing, amazing event. Thank you very much,
Rudy. Yeah, because
Rudy,
like you heard on Rudy's episode, he's been a Los Angeles fixture for a long time. So if anybody knows how to plan events, it is Rudy.
Es el Rudy.
And and shout out to Scum. I think there's a Scum happening right now while we're recording this.
Yes. let's go.
I wish we were there.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait for the next Scum. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a weekend. And then it wasn't over. Oh, shit. Okay, so then there was an after party at, like, La Carmencita. But I could tell
everybody. And shout out to them, because they amazing. Like, gave us drinks, and it was amazing.
Sure. And the part, I mean, it was so nice to see everybody there.
Yeah, all of them.
But I feel like everybody was kind of tired, because we all did have a long day. So nobody was, like, getting loose, you know?
Nobody was lit.
No. So... but it was fun. And I got to meet a lot. There were some listeners there that I got to meet, which was really cool. And then I just said, let's go out after. Let's do an after party. And that's cuando se puso truly lit.
First, we started and we pay our respects to Selena. We went to the Star.
Oh, my God. Okay, so De Colores Radio.
Yes.
You know, they're from Texas. And Rafa and Eva met at a Selena event. So they really wanted to go to this, to the Selena Star, the Selena Quintanilla Star.
So there were two lit candles. And we just started, like, cumbia around the Star. It was a really cool moment.
It was a nice moment.
It was a cool moment.
Yeah.
And then nos subimos al carro y vámonos pa'l dancing.
We went to Tempo. I'd never been there before, but everybody told me about that place.
It should be called Temple. Like
a temple?
Yes. Yeah. Like mis respetos.
It's like a Latinx vaquero gay bar?
I think that's the party. The party's...
It's not that every night?
No, it's the... No, I don't think so. I think it's just those Sundays.
Oh, my God. No wonder it was so
full. Pero era un océano de sombreros vaqueros, güey.
Oh, my God. Those pants.
Con pantalones apretados.
Oh, my...
El venao.
El venao. El venao. And there was people there...
La comezón.
Jesus, bitch. Calm down. Hold on. But it was just so nice to see the variety of people there.
And real ass people.
Like regular looking people.
Yes.
Dressed up, ready to party. But like all ages, all demographics. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Yes.
It was so beautiful. And...
And then we had no idea, and all of a sudden, everybody started going towards the stage, and we're like, ¿qué va a pasar? Well, obvio, it was a drag queen show. Pero señoras y señores.
Como dice la Maite, I was truly chuket. Oh, my God. So first off, the first lady that came out was wearing this giant peacock costume.
Copacabana.
Oh my gosh, it was massive. It didn't even fit in the room.
Y luego,
it was so big.
Se abría y se caía la pendeja. Oh, it was so funny.
But then our favorite came out. It was a Veronica Castro impersonator.
Mira.
¿Cómo se llama la señora?
La vi.
Yes.
Y caí en un abismo de pasión.
What's her real name? Wey.
Se llama Brenda.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Okay, so she came out and I was just stuck.
Chuket.
Like, you know when you get high and you look like you're watching TV or like you're looking at a fire and you can't move?
Yes.
Like, it just like your tunnel vision. Like, you cannot. The world does not exist.
Exactly.
And I was just like, I just like was so focused on her lip sync. It just captivated me.
I was all the way on.
That was the best lip sync I've ever seen in my entire life.
Cada movimiento, every little tick, the synchronization of the eye tick with the mouth tick, with the shoulder tick, with the lip sync. Perfection.
Oh.
Masterful. It was amazing. So good.
Oh my God. And then salió la Laura León.
So, okay. So, for those of you who don't know, Luis from Nos Vemos en el Swap Meet, that is her favorite like performer.
Yeah.
Even in the panel, he said, one of my dream like interviewers will be, people Laura to interview Leon. Will be Laura León. So, the drag queen of Laura León comes out and...
and Pablito turns around and he's like, Luis, where's Luis? And Luis was all the way back at the bar. Because by this moment, Pablito and I had somehow just ended up front
all the way to the
and
front.
Center. We were basically on the stage with the drag queens.
Yeah.
And behind us was Cabronas y Chingonas, Maite and Fred Papita. And and then... Maite taps me on the shoulder and she's like, plot twist, that is Luis.
No.
And I fucking fell out. I couldn't.
And that was a good drag
queen
too.
But then I saw Luis and I saw that it wasn't him. And
Luis had the genius realization that buying
entire pitchers
was much cheaper than buying individual beers. Luis, eres un monstruo cabrón. You keep buying and buying and buying. Silencio.
It was awful. It was after that moment it really went downhill. But I'm glad I got to hang out with everybody. There's a couple listeners that came with us. Emmanuel and Didi. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
We're like best friends now.
Are the best. And they're talking about starting a podcast.
I can't wait either
it's because they were good. So much fun. Emmanuel, Didi, we love you.
Apúrenle.
Put your podcast out already.
Put your podcast together.
Okay. So, and then we were hella hungover. Okay, so then we ended up eating like 20 hot dogs from the hot dog lady outside. I don't know how that happened.
Luis, I'm telling you, man. He's like, you need another one. And then he kept buying hot dogs for us.
Oh, and shout out to Pam from Café con Pam. I did not know she could move like that.
Luis, that's another one. Dude, Luis grabbed me and spun me round, baby. Round. I've never been led in a dance floor like that before in my life. Mira, dejé caer las manos y dejé que me moviera. It was... I don't want to lead no more. I don't ever want to lead. I want to find a man that knows how to lead like Luis. That's how good it was. I was like, sí, mijo, sí, dale. It was so good. It was so good. Watching Luis and Pamela dance.
Wow.
Es como dancing with the stars. It was so good.
Wow.
Estoy sudando.
I know. I could see that. Take another swig of your
beer. I've never danced like that before. Like, we always talk about how we suck at dancing.
You're good.
No, I'm not.
You were dancing with me. That was really good.
It was all right. After dancing with Luis, everything is bad. Like,
yeah,
my whole
true.
Life has been a waste.
That's true. Anyways, shout out to everybody that came out to Podcasterio. Oh, my gosh. What a... Just so great meeting everybody. And... just being in the same vicinity with just all those people, it was very powerful. So
it was a beautiful moment. It was needed. I had no idea how much that space that we created was needed in the community till we started getting thank yous and hugs. And now we're starting to get emails of people that we met. And again, we always say it, when there's not a space where we represent it, make your own. And this yeah. was a proof that when you feel like you need to be represented in a space and you make your own, it's gonna pay off. Like, it's necessary. And it was just magical. And I wasn't the only one to use that word. Like, a lot of people say that, oh my God, that weekend was magical. It was just magical. So shout out to all the 17 podcasts. There was actually a couple of other podcasts that showed yeah. up and they just had a table. So shout out to yeah. everybody.
What was it? La Hija de Chuy?
La Hija de Chuy.
And POC Talk was uh-huh. there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. Okay. Well... we didn't talk about what we ate at the beginning, so let's talk about it now.
I weigh.
What did you? What were you eating right now?
Well, we went to eat to this place, and we're like, no, this is not going to be so good.
What?
But it was pretty good. I had a burrito regular, and uh-huh. it had beans, but like whole beans, you know? Not like yeah. refritos. I like whole beans. Con pico de gallo y carne asada, it was pretty good. The tortilla, meh. And I also had a quesadilla de harina with cheese and chorizo.
Now that was the bomb.net.
Pero el chorizo está muy bueno.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn, bitch. You really got an itch. So I just want to talk to you about something because I originally wanted to get arepas and you didn't want to. Okay. So is that like, do you have some, is there some underlying racism there? Or... what is that about?
No, I'm Mexican and I like burros. That's the end of
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Arepas, I have to be in the mood. It's arepas are like, there's a lot of flavor in an arepa.
Okay.
Like, it's a lot of flavor and sometimes I cannot handle it. It's la neta del planeta.
Okay. Well, it's Thanksgiving today, girl.
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
Estás embutido el turkey en un brine. So it's just waiting for me
who
to
makes
cook
it? You?
I'm going to make it.
Do but you always make the turkey in your
I've
house?
Said this before. No, but every, I don't know how many years because I don't know how life works. My mom's birthday falls on Thanksgiving. So this year my mom is like, it's Thanksgiving. It's my birthday. Chinguen a su madre todos. So we're cooking for her.
You didn't invite me, or are you going to invite me to your
Well,
birthday?
You have plenty of Thanksgivings to go to, but you know you're always welcome.
Okay. It's just nice to get invited once in a while.
Anyway, so I'm making the turkey. My sister is making the brisket because it wouldn't be a Norteño Thanksgiving
okay.
without the brisket. I'm making mashed potatoes from La Caja.
No way.
Sí, qué flojera, güey. Ain't nobody got time for that. Like, I have so much gravy
potatoes.
To do.
Nobody has time to boil some potatoes.
You know, it's either 30 more minutes or 5 more minutes. And plus, mashed potatoes are the shit.
From La Caja, they truly are.
You just add queso crema because, you know, Mexicanos add fucking cream cheese to everything.
Okay, so wait, you put the turkey in a brine, salt, mm-hmm. water, right?
Y azúcar, uh-huh. y jugo de naranja, clavo, basil, no, bay leaf,
uh-huh.
y no sé qué más chingado leche. Oh, y cominos.
And then what? Then you put it in the oven?
No, you put it on, you brine it for like 2 days, but I only brine it for 1 day.
And then you bake it for how long?
No, and then I take it out, uh-huh. you dry it, you let it sit for 30 minutes, and then I do a mixture of thyme, rosemary, and butter, and then you rub it all with salt and pepper, y lo metes, y mira, sale.
Keep talking.
You carve it, y caes en un abismo de pasión.
Ya, cálmate con ese. Oh my gosh, yes.
¿Y tú qué vas a hacer?
I'm still debating because I haven't seen my Guatemalan family in a long time, so I should probably spend time with them.
But you said the Guatemalans don't know how to do Thanksgiving.
Shh, they listen to the show now. I can't talk too much shit, but... Because my prima texted me today and she's like, hey, you coming over? I said, yeah, I think I'm going to come around 5, you know, stay like 5 to 7 and then go to my dad's side. And they're like, bitch, you know, we're not going to have dinner ready till 7. And I said... exactly. So I'll leave and eat at my dad's side.
Shady bitch.
But I'll go to my mom's and my dad's side. Because, you know, I come from a broken home, so I have two Thanksgivings at least every year. Mm-hmm. So that'll be exciting.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And then on Friday?
And then on Friday... Oh my God!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Demos gracias al Señor. Demos gracias. Demos gracias al Señor. Yeah.
Ya cálmate, pichu.
Sorry, I'm house sitting and there's dogs here. You know, I can't pretend to like animals anymore.
You've never pretended, bitch, since I know you.
I know, but I really don't like animals, and I have to pretend that I like them because then people think I'm a monster, you know? Like oh, my dog, and then I, like, pet the dog. But these, estos perros, güey, they're so fucking needy. They're pobrecito. Like, feed me. Ugh. Anyway.
Treat me like a dog.
Pet me. Ugh, walk me. Jesus. Anyways.
Hold me.
So what was I saying? Oh, yes. So
Friday.
On Friday, we're going to go to my friend.
Green beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
We're going to have a proper white Thanksgiving.
A la Norman Rockwell.
A la Norman Rockwell. It starts at 4 p.m.
Amen.
Okay. And they do it all. It's going to be incredible.
I want it now.
And usually I would go to my friend David and his family's Thanksgiving before my family's every year, because they would do it on Thursday. But this year they said, hey, we'll just move it to Friday so you and Babalito can come. So you're invited, bitch. You're welcome.
David, you know you're one of my favorite artists. And I've been hearing about your Thanksgivings for years.
David and his wife, Erica, and Erica's mom, Emma.
Yes. Erica, shout out. You know I love you. But I am so motherfucking excited about a proper white...
You're going to die.
...Thanksgiving. I've done it once.
You're going to taste...
Where it was like Paula Deen all over the table without the racism.
No, bitch, you're going to taste it. You're going to taste the genocide in this gravy, bitch. It's going to be a proper Thanksgiving. It's going to be a Thanksgiving to remember.
That's so fucked
up. Oh, my God. You're like, wow, the gentrification in these potatoes are delicious.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, Viva La Rangros, they are, some of them are part native, and they started talking about... native resistance and the meaning of Thanksgiving. Please listen to that episode that just came out, because it was a beautiful, beautiful episode. And I guess I feel like we can spend a whole episode just talking about the fucked up colonial legacy of some of our holidays. But we are Latinos to lunch, and we're just talking about food today. But again, listen to Viva La Rangros.
Pretty much every holiday.
every holiday is rooted in a fucked up colonial system, or like just fucked up, made up idea of the nation. Anyway, yeah. I don't want to get into it.
Anyway.
We will.
That reminds me, if you haven't caught him yet, so after Podcasterio Fest, we got all fucked up on Sunday night. And then early in the morning, we met up with Bricia Lopez.
Todo me temblaba, güey. Dude, when I woke up, like, I was so shaking.
You look so serious when you said that.
Todo me temblaba, güey. Wait, I was so hangover. Me dolían las piernas, me dolían las nalgas, me dolían los ankles.
That's why.
Eva was getting life. He's like, oh my God, I was getting my life with you dancing. I'm like, no me acuerdo, güey. I don't remember. I dropped beer on her.
Yeah, you did.
She was reminding me of that yesterday.
I did dance with Eva for a little bit, but it was too much. I had too many feelings, and I had to stop. I couldn't even look at her because...
Is there pictures of you guys sharing that taco?
Yes. Shout out to Brenda from Tamarindo Podcast. She documented the whole thing. I'll post it on her Instagram.
Yeah, you need to post that.
Whew. Okay.
So, yeah, we met up with Bricia and La Gualaguetza.
Yeah, we went to Gualaguetza, and we had... a gay old time. We talked about Thanksgiving and coming out and a bunch of other stuff. It was really cool. Finally doing a full episode. We did miss Paulina because, you know, she just had a baby.
And I love Paulina.
She's taking care of herself, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we go back and do one with
both of
with
them.
All of the super mamas one of these days.
Yes.
And Of course we ate there.
Because it's like the best Mexican restaurant
and
in
LA. And I had my favorite Mexican pizza. Tlayuda.
I always have the mole, but I was so crudo, man, that I needed chilaquiles. That brought me back to life.
Oh, mm-hmm. And Bricia's secret, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever you're hungover, have one michelada.
Y duérmete un ratito.
And take a little nap, mm-hmm. and then you're back to business.
I know.
And I'm telling you, that michelada did the trick.
Yeah, I slept on the car, too.
I love micheladas.com.
But it's not over yet.
Uh-huh.
We arrived to Vegas, and we had Eric from Stir waiting for us.
Eric was here, yes. Yeah, so Eric has this network called Stir Online, where he has a couple different podcasts, and one of them is called Stir on the Road, where season two, he's actually going on a big road trip and interviewing other podcasts, other artists. Mm-hmm. And so he was here, and he recorded like a good hour and a half of us, like hella raw because we were so tired.
Oh my God,
and hungover.
We were so tired. We got into it.
But it was probably like the most honest and in-depth interview of Latinos Who Lunch ever.
Out of all the Latinx interviewers out there, Pam and Eric...
They get into it.
They're amazing, both of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, and
it was nice seeing that side of Eric too.
Yes.
Because he
was all over that place in his panel, man.
Yeah.
And I think he told us that he was nervous. Yeah.
And he was nervous here, but the questions he was asking were so good.
He was so good. And he's a beautiful person. And I just listened to the interview. So if you guys don't have enough Latinos Who Lunch in your life this week, there's three episodes that you can listen to this week.
You can listen to this episode, then go and listen to Super Mamas, mm-hmm. and then go and listen to Stir Online.
Yes.
And then I'm probably going to put out a bonus episode tomorrow.
I
know.
Because we're going to get...
Well, it's Thanksgiving weekend. People are driving a lot, so...
That's true.
Yes. Anyways.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, so, yeah, we're back in Vegas, back to reality.
Let's talk about that.
And I'm excited. Okay, what's reality? Tell me.
Because that...
Your microphone's right here.
That happens to me every time I come back from Puebla.
Yeah.
Like, it's always 2-3 weeks of intense... learning, of hanging out with friends, of eating amazing food, of like visiting towns that like change your perspective in life. And I'm overwhelmed with things. Yeah. And then I come to Vegas and it's like, wah, wah, wah.
Really?
Yeah. And, but I had a relationship and I had somebody to lay it on. And it was just like, I always was able to handle it. But yesterday was the first day where I just went home to no one after a week of intense stimulation, both academic, love, entertainment, and the possibilities. Yeah. No way. Todavía no. And it was weird. And I was talking to you and I'm like, dude, I feel like I'm crashing. But it wasn't a crash. Like, it was an emotional crash. It was weird.
And I said, what are you talking about? That always happens to me. That's normal. And I told you so ever since I started making artwork and doing art shows and having big projects, mm-hmm. that's what always happens. So I'll work my ass off for like a month at a time, mm-hmm. and then like put up an art exhibit or... do some sort of big collaboration, mm-hmm. and that's like where you're like laser focused on that,
like a month for that specific day.
Yeah, and then you have the reception and the party like we did for Podcasterio, and then it's over and it's like depression sets in because like you're used to being up here high, and then like it's all over and it's like you should be happy because you just completed a project, mm-hmm. but it's just like everything. First of all, you're tired, and then you're used to this.
Yeah, I was tired.
You're used to this grueling schedule, and then boom, you're by yourself, and you're
and then life,
and then and yeah. So you just now I know it's coming, so mm-hmm. I can prepare for it. So like I knew that this shit was gonna happen after Podcasterio, because I had like what 6 installations back to back this year,
yeah,
and then Podcasterio. So I knew that these 3 days right now that I was just gonna like be in bed and not move, and that's exactly what I've been doing.
Oh.
And while I've been on my computer doing emails, because y'all motherfuckers don't stop sending me emails. Oh my God. But not listeners, art. I'm
no,
talking
it's like
about
your personal
business
email.
Stuff. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Listeners keep sending emails. But I think
it's similar to the crush that I used to have, like my first music festivals. That it was like adrenaline for 3 days because you listen to your favorite bands for 3 days and you drink and you run and then back to school.
Mm-hmm.
It was so weird. Like, I don't know. It took me off surprise because I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to school, teach my classes, Thanksgiving, yay.
Yeah.
But no, it was so weird. It was a weird feeling yesterday.
Well, I think it's exciting because, you know, you always have something to distract you, mm-hmm. Pabelito, and this is going to be the first time in a couple decades that you are going to really be with yourself, and it's really scary, but mm-hmm. it's going to be amazing. You're going to grow a lot. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I am not.
I can already see it.
I am not looking forward to it.
And you're going to have to confront your own shit. And it fucking sucks.
Well, I guess.
Because we're very similar in a lot of ways. Even though Angelica from Unsal doing it told us that we're not.
She read us, bitch. You're like, you guys need to start communicating
You
more.
Guys are not compatible. your signs are not compatible. And you need to do this, this, and this.
And we're like, what?
She fucking clocked us, bitch.
Shout out, Angelica.
Anyways. But you know, you have a support system, you have amazing friends.
Yeah, I'm very lucky and blessed.
Yes. So anyway, let's take a little break. And then when we come back, we'll be back with a listener letter and with recommendations. Oh my gosh. I just love going to iTunes and reading our reviews.
Oh my God.
I mean, we've just been getting so many amazing reviews from our listeners lately. We want to take a moment now to thank each and every one of you who have taken the time. I know it's a little confusing, but just go onto your podcast app and or you can do it on your computer and review us 5 stars.
5 stars only. So this review comes from listener Bear Orest. And the title of the review is Me Dejaron Desgreñada. And this listener says, finally, a podcast with refreshing queer Latinx voices in a perspective that matches mine. I just found about these two guys 2 weeks ago and I've devoured their entire library. Now I have to wait every week to catch up with these two and get my life. Keep up the amazing work. Échenle ganas.
Thank you so much. Again, leave us a review, guys. It really helps. And we're back. So we had so much fun at Podcasterio. And like I said, one of my favorite things about the weekend was meeting everybody. So thank you to everybody that came up to us and shared their story or told us that they listened to our podcast. We had one of our squad members, Alexa, was the first one to come up to us and really give us a hug and let us know. And I just want to tell her to reach out to us, send us an email. I want to keep in touch.
Yeah, Alexa and her husband, they were amazing.
I couldn't find her on social media.
Yes,
but
please send us an email because we want you to come and visit to Vegas and we will have
a
gay old time. We'll take you to awesome places. And it was so beautiful to meet you.
Okay, so along that same line, we met this guy named Ernesto there and he sent us an email. So let's read it. It's just going to be a love fest today. He says, hello, you two. This sounds super cheesy, but honestly, it was a pleasure and a dream come true to see slash meet you two at the event yesterday. I was excited to attend the event and hear about all the other Latinx podcasts. Pero honestamente, my number one goal was to meet both of you, even if briefly. If not great, I'm not great with meeting new people. Introvert realness, LOL. But even in person, y'all provided such a welcoming and uplifting attitude. I love Latinos Who Lunch. I literally smile and at times laugh even right before I listen to the podcast because I already know I'm in for something good. Like your podcast has become one of the handful of things I turn to when I've had a shitty experience and just need to turn my frown upside down. From beginning to end, you both keep it real and filled with un chingo de risas. Like I'll listen to y'all in my car while doing chores and my family and friends who are listening can help but crack up. More than that, y'all present a fresh perspective to the issues you discuss, a queer Latinx perspective I can relate to. Hasta con decirles que every now and then parezco loco in the gym. While everyone has a serious face and are in full focus working out, I'm over here cracking up, nodding my head in agreement, and at times snapping my fingers while listening to you guys. Aw. Also, thank you for being my introduction to a wonderful world that is podcasting. Y'all are the reason why I decided to give other podcasts a try. Ustedes siempre apoyando and giving shout outs to the other Latinx podcasts. From the bottom of my corazón, thank you for sharing your stories, experiences, knowledge, insight, humor, and realness with your listeners. P.S. Had I known y'all were going to Tempo last night, I would have taken my cowboy boots and come through.
Me hubiera muerto.
Damn, bitch. Imagine. Oh, Tempo is my home away from home. LOL. Gracias, Ernesto. Oh, thank you so much. There was really no questions in that. I just wanted to read it because it was such a nice email. But again, I can't believe that, you know, that's our role now as podcasters, is like people listen to us because it's like time hanging out with their friends, you know, because that's what podcasts were to me for so long.
Podcasts are still to me.
Yeah. So
snapping your fingers. I'm like laughing out loud in my car.
There's like
school.
Four or five podcasts that when I see them come up on my feed, I'm just so excited.
The read was like that for me for a long time. I need to go back to them. Ugh. But I'm yelling in my car. Yeah.
Yes.
So good. So good. Ernesto, muchísimas gracias. It was a pleasure to meet you. And again, come to Vegas, man. Like, we'll take you out. We'll go.
Ya, cálmate, cálmate.
Vamos a las montañas. Te llevo al museo.
Okay. Can we move on now? All right. So thank you so much, everybody. Again, everybody that went to Podcasterio, it was a blast.
Just the fact that people showed up, like Ernesto and everybody, just that they were there to listen to 1, 2, 3. And shout out to everybody that stayed from beginning to end, because a lot of them did.
Yeah.
Thank you, because that's all we need. We just need to support each other. And you guys showed out. It was amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. And thank you. I wanna thank everybody involved, but Luis, you inspire me, man. I mean, you're doing amazing things. So thank you for, in a way, he's going to get mad at me. But thank you for taking the lead. It's just amazing.
Truly. Mm-hmm. Honestly, truly. All right. So, Babelito, do you have any recommendations this week?
Yes, I do. So today I was lazy in class because, I'm crashing.
Yeah.
And it's the day before Thanksgiving, yesterday, and nobody showed up in class.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to show a movie. So I discover a streaming services just through school that they have amazing movies and documentaries.
Okay.
And I found an episode of Independent Lens, which is a series from PBS. And this one is from season number 16 and is episode 9. It aired on February 16 of 2015. And the title of that episode is Through a Lens Darkly, Black Photographers and the Emergence of a People. Let me tell you, they start the documentary, because really is a documentary, it's like an hour and a half. They start the documentary talking about how the history of photography has erased black photographers. The first person to bring the daguerreotype is one of the very first forms of developing film that was developed in France. The first person to transferred the daguerreotype from France to the United States was a black photographer. And they were always in the counter narrative of how African Americans were portrayed in media and in visual cultures. All the stereotypes that were always shown in magazines, they were shown in ads, they were shown in newspapers. It was the black photographers that are always going against that narrative. We always talk about deconstructing myths. We always talk about how we're not included in spaces. We always try to bring that in a historical context. And this episode reminded me that it's not only necessary to talk about the problems within art, but also show the opposite side. That maybe we're not part of that history of photography, but there are many Latino photographers. There are many black photographers. And learning their history it's mind-blowing, and it really gives you a perspective. So I think we need to start doing both, highlighting the fact that we're not welcome, and then highlighting the fact that we have always been there in every single discipline of the arts. And this reminds me of that. So once again, it is a series called Independent Lens from PBS, and the title of the episode is Through a Lens Darkly, Black Photographers and the Emergence of a People.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. I can't wait to watch it.
It's so amazing.
Well, I can't recommend Leah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath again, because that's all I've been watching. I'm fucking obsessed. But I do want to give some shout outs right now because...
Go for it.
You know, there was a lot of podcasts at Podcasterio Fest that weren't actually part of the panels and stuff. Mm-hmm. For example, Brian from POC Talk, if you haven't listened to them. So these are recommendations that I'm getting of giving of podcasts that I actually haven't listened to yet that I want to listen to.
Yes.
So maybe we can all listen to them together and, you know, comment on social media. Let me know what you guys think. But POC Talk, there's also La Hija de Chuy mm-hmm. that I'm so excited to listen to. Then there is this, I met these two, they went to the after party, Sandra and Sam, shout out to you.
Central America represent.
Yes, Salvadoreños. They're coming out with a podcast called Puchicabos.
Yes! I can't wait.
I'm so, so excited. I think it's coming out very, very soon.
Nice.
And then our friend Thomas that we met at SCUM a while ago, mm-hmm. He has a podcast called Who I Am and Who Are You.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he comes from a really big family. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of brothers and sisters. I think it was like a foster home or his mother adopted a bunch of his siblings. So. Esquinkles. So I think from what I've read on his website, it's him talking to his siblings in the first few episodes. And I think that's how it's going to continue.
I got to listen to that.
So I'm so excited to get into those podcasts.
Get into it.
Hashtag support Latinx podcast. Hashtag support Brown podcast. Hashtag podcasterio. So I
network.
Mean, oh my gosh. What else? Do you have anything else you want to say? Anything coming up?
What are we doing? No, I cannot think of anything this year at least.
Well, I might be in LA again soon. So keep your eyes peeled in December. You're graduating December 15th in New Mexico?
Yes, I'm walking on graduation. It's going to be...
You know what? I do want to say this. I the last episode of Latinos Who Lunch, I was in a really shitty mood. And I kind of shat on your parade a little bit. And I was like, why are you walking? What are you, 3 years old? Like, this isn't like preschool graduation. But how stupid is that? Like, yeah, you're a fucking PhD. Of course you're going to walk. You know what I mean?
I know.
That was so stupid of me. So I apologize for that. It is a big deal, and you should be very proud, and you should walk, even though you're a grown-ass person. So,
no te aguantas.
Well, because shout out to Ray, but Ray was like your advisor. He's like, this is the first time that any of my students, doctoral candidates, ever wanted to walk before.
Because he had like three. It's not like he has like
millions. Oh, I didn't know that.
Because it's not easy to get a PhD, so that's
why. Wow, mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you, Dr. Babalito.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a... Anybody in Albuquerque, December 15th, I shouldn't be announcing this because there's already too many people.
No, but we would love to meet people.
Yes.
Because both of us are going to be there.
Oh, on the 6th... No, we're going to go to Santa Fe with all my family. No, let's plan something. If you're in Albuquerque and you want to meet, let's all hang out on Saturday the 16th because on the 17th, you're probably going to go.
Yeah, so... email us at latinoswholunch@gmail.com. Shout out to... Tani Udero, our friend in Albuquerque. Hopefully we get to meet with her. But if there's any other listeners, let us know. It would be so fun to hang out in Nuevo Mexico. So officially, unofficially, we will be in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
January 21st and 22nd. I think we're going to do a live podcast there.
No mames.
So... all of our listeners in Baltimore, Maryland, we are coming next year.
Yeah.
So get ready. And if you want us to come to your city, well, fly us out and we'll come out. So thank you to everybody that's reached out. I'm like, when are you coming to Chicago? When are you coming to New Orleans? When are you coming? You know, it's like,
I feel like we owe it to Chicago.
No, I need to go to Chicago. We need to go to Chicago, yes. But we need to, like, we don't have any money.
We
so
need to get paid.
We
yes.
need to get paid to go there. So it'll come. The opportunity will
it's
come.
Happen.
And
it's
I know
happen.
It will.
Yeah.
Also, Babelito and I are doing very special episodes of Latinos Who Lunch for Untitled Art Fair in Miami in December. So if you're in Miami, you might hear them on the radio out there. I don't know how it's going to work, actually, but we'll probably post them on our feed yeah. after they air at the art fair. Okay. I think I'm done. Are you done?
I need, yeah. I'm drained, man. This weekend drained.
Are we going to go see Coco? Oh my God.
Oi?
It came out today.
Oh, you pensé que Coco Montrees.
Bitch! Did you see the meme La Chucha made?
Yeah!
La Chucha made a meme with Coco, like the cartoon Coco, but he photoshopped Coco Montrees' face and he wrote, Coco was good. I'm not joking, bitch!
That's funny.
All right. As always, you can email us, latinoswholunch@gmail.com. Listen to us at latinoswholunch.com. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Wada, the motherfucking cuchara. And again, leave us a review, please. It really helps. 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are, and visibility is
essence.
I'm Fabi Fab.
And I'm Babelito.
Bye.
Ciao.